via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ethiopia's prime minister said early Thursday the military is set to begin the final phase of their offensive in northern Tigray region. The announcement comes after a 72-hour ultimatum for Tigray leaders to surrender expired. The prime minister had rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in the East African nation, a stance that has alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to here in Washington about the potential for escalating conflict. The three-week-old crisis between the federal government and armed officials in the Tigray region had already alarmed diplomats around the world, who had mostly, unanimously, I should say, urged the prime minister to resolve it peacefully. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden urging Americans to steel their spines against the surging coronavirus pandemic, but assured them that, in his words, America is not going to lose this war. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, again in his words, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and the death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Millions of people in the United States are traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations today, Thursday, despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations here in the country. Travelers' dismissal of increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings is fueling concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases usually result in a rising death toll weeks later. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to stay at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations today small. President Donald Trump pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his presidency at a Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. The pardons are part of a broader effort to undo the results of an investigation that has shadowed Trump's administration and resulted in criminal charges against a half dozen associates. South Africa on Wednesday began a period of mourning for the lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women and 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning to signify and respect those who have died. Ramaphosa also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days through November the 29th. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates, this according to family sources and a statement from the Umma Party on early Thursday. The 84-year-old Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister, overthrown in 1989 in a military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The Umma Party said in a statement that al-Mahdi would be buried on Friday in Sudan. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.